Our Keewaskum High School student reporters, Matt and Tierney, are here in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome. How's it going?
Pretty good.
Good.
Yeah. So here we are, second time around. So you guys are a little more in the routine now, right?
Yep.
A little more experienced.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. Well, where do you want to start? Should we do a homecoming recap to start?
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah. We won the football game, which was a big win for us because it got us into the playoff berth, and then we won again last week. So we're 6-2 now. We're heading to Port this week to play against them. They're a good team, 4-2, just like us in conference. So we'll see what happens. If we win that, we have a good chance of playing at home. So playoff game went well. And we had on Thursday, Wednesday was Powder Puff. We won. Our senior class won that game 28-0 against the junior class. That's a big deal for the girls and for me and the other coaches. And what happened on Monday? Remember?
Monday, well, we had just a lot of participation throughout the week, so that was great to, like, see all that. Oh, and then Tuesday night, we had the volleyball game, and that's where the boys had, like, an ESPN. The girls made an ESPN poster, and then the boys, like, acted like...
Yeah, we came as announcers as the ESPN.
Yeah, I saw the pictures.
Yeah.
It looked like it was a good time.
Yep. Came in suits and headsets and announced the game for them. So that was fun.
Yeah, and then our pep assembly was on Friday, and the senior boys played the staff in volleyball, and the senior boys won. So that was a fun time, and we had our, like, cheer chant, and the seniors obviously won that because we're just superior.
All right. And parade?
Oh, yeah, that was a great turnout. It was probably one of the most attended from our community, but also we had a lot of our clubs in it, and all the sports participated. So that was really cool to see, because I know the first year I did it, I was like, oh, this isn't as great. But I just feel like this year was a really great turnout for everything that we had. Even like Powder Puff, a lot of the community came out.
Good. Well, good. That's nice to hear.
Yeah.
So, and then when do playoffs actually start for football?
Next week.
Okay, Friday. So you get this week.
This is our last regular season game. Okay. Against Port, which is our last team we play in conference, and we head to the playoffs.
But you don't know, the brackets aren't out yet?
Nope, not till we see what happens this game.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, and what else is going on? What other sports?
Well, cross country, we have our conference meet at KML on Thursday, so that's a big deal to see where we place in conference. And then some of those teams are in our sectional as well. So then we have sectionals next week in hopes that if our teams place first or second, then we can go to state. So that's our goal for these upcoming weeks.
Okay.
Yep.
The volleyball team is the second seed heading into a conference tournament on Saturday with a record of 22-5, and then they're on an 11-game win streak right now.
Wow.
So they're playing extremely
impressive.
Well, as a team.
Yeah, and the girls are saying that this is like the first time ever that they had the second seed going into conference, so that's really cool for them.
Ah, all right. All right. What else is going on over in Keewaskum?
This past Sunday, we had our Keys Walk Run that took place. So this is an annual event. It's a completely volunteer-led organization that benefits KHS graduates, and they offer many scholarships. So this is like their big event, and they had a pretty good turnout. I mean, it was rainy for a little bit, but people still came out and participated, and even if they didn't, they like signed up and registered to help this organization, which then benefits the seniors.
They do a great job. They raise a lot of money for scholarships for graduating seniors.
Yeah, they do. I think last year the number was $207,000 that were offered out to students.
Yeah. So when do you guys start applying for those?
I think it's later. Yeah, like it's in the next month or so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
All right. What else is happening?
I know the FFA is doing their like National Convention Week. It's in Indianapolis, Indiana. And they're doing their fruit sale, which I think they do every year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And that's coming up, so hopefully they sell a lot of stuff. And
there you go. Raise enough money,
to
cover that trip.
Cover that trip, yeah. Because I'm sure it's cheap.
Yeah, there's fruit they'll be selling, Kringles, beef sticks, and then cheese. So the order forms will be coming out online and in the papers. So if everyone wants to watch out for those.
All right. What else is happening?
Then we have our choir and band concert, which will be taking place on October 25th. So they've been doing well. Band has been playing at the football games. They're at our pep assembly, and have they been at volleyball?
I don't think so,
but otherwise the pep band has been doing well. And then we have our musical, which is taking place on November 12th and 13th, and it's Legally Blonde this year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Based on the movie, based on the Broadway show.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Right. Gotcha. Okay. All right. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
All right. What else is happening over in Kewaskum?
Well, we don't have internet at school right now, so that's something new.
Big problem.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We actually lost the internet, so we're trying to figure out things right now
without
internet.
It'd be just like the old days, like the Stone Age, right?
Yeah.
Printed off pieces of paper and figuring things out from there.
Right. Actually taking notes, right?
Yeah,
pen and pencil.
Much.
But the funny part is that some of the worksheets can't even be printed off because the computer doesn't connect to the the printer.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
So we'll see what the teachers have in store today. But yesterday we just did different activities with in our one class we had statements, and it was do you agree? And then we had pop-up debates. So, I mean, we're still learning, but it's just a different way.
It's a different way.
Yeah.
So, they'll get it figured out before too long.
Yeah, hopefully.
Hopefully.
So, do they have an estimate on when it'll be back up and running, or not for sure
not
yet?
Not that we know of.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It's been down since Friday. We had there was a professional development day on Friday, so the teachers were there, and it's been down since then, so I'm not really sure why it hasn't been.
One of them typed in the wrong thing and shut the whole works down, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So what else is that? Did we get everything pretty much covered?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I know, our soccer team, they're still playing. They have a game coming up on Thursday, and then they beat West Bend East last Tuesday, so they were happy about that. But otherwise, I think all of our other sports are closed up. Golf, I know, is done. Tennis.
Right. Pretty much wrapping up at this point, getting ready for winter sports. You do winter sports?
Yeah, I play basketball.
Okay.
I don't.
Okay.
I just work and work out, get ready for the spring seasons.
Where do you work? You got to give a plug.
I work at Spalding Clinical right now, so it's a research center.
Sure.
I'm not sure if you've heard of it.
Yep.
But, I'm working there, and I have my CNA license, so I might be...
Oh, really?
Yeah. Maybe try to get into a nursing home and...
Okay. Oh, is that a career path?
Yeah, so I want to go into nursing, so it definitely... Spalding has helped, and CNA... is all definitely down that path.
Sure, absolutely. Absolutely. What about you, Matt?
I mean, besides playing basketball, I work at the Westman Elevator.
Okay.
Here on the highway. And
sure.
I just help carry out and do landscaping for them. And my family, actually, it's a family-owned business. My family owns it, so.
Oh, okay. So.
Yeah.
They've owned it for a long time.
Yeah.
It's been a
pretty long time.
Been a pretty staple part of the community.
Yes, it has.
Over the years.